Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at www.audibletrial.com/thedrilldown. Over 100,000 titles to choose from for your iPod and MP3 player. Hello and welcome to The Drill Down, the podcast where we take a look at some of the week's most important events in tech and on the web and how they affect us all. I'm Andy Cercini. Within the course of 7 months, this week's guest went from Reddit newbie to the top user on the social news site, amassing an unheard of 1.87 million karma points, an otherwise useless currency except that it marks the success and popularity of a user on Reddit. During that span of time, he also submitted well over 37,000 posts, moderated about 300 subreddits, most of them not safe for work, and has personally been responsible for removing countless incidents of spam on the site. Then in mid-January, as seems to happen with increasing frequency to top Reddit users, he was unceremoniously banned from the site following allegations of selling his influence to spammers. Here to talk about that incident via cell phone and his experience as Reddit's top user is Scope Olamina. How you doing, Scope?
Hello, how's it going?
So, first of all, let me ask, what's the meaning behind your username? I did a little wiki search, and I discovered that scopolamine is an anesthetic historically used in the past to treat addiction to drugs such as heroin and cocaine. I don't know if that has any bearing to what your meaning of your username is.
Yeah, so it is that. It's also a drug that's used to, it's used by criminals in Colombia to rob people and in some cases to murder. The Vice did a really good documentary on it. If you have 30 minutes, I think it's only 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. Definitely worth a watch.
And why did you choose that particular name for yourself?
I don't know. I guess I can clear up something that you said. I wasn't actually a complete newbie. I had another account for a couple years, and I Reddited it under, you know, people knew my real name, and when I decided to basically move and become, you know, Karma Whore Extraordinaire, I created this whole new, you know, not persona, but, you know, account. And because I knew I was going to be doing, you know, mostly porn, I wanted something a little edgy. It sounds kind of feminine, but not really. And, you know, anybody who knows the meaning behind it, you know, typically digs it. So it just made sense.
Nice. All right, so before we get into Reddit, we've decided to keep your name anonymous, or keep your name private. Tell me what... Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I mean, I assume the question is why. You can just call me Scope. But basically, you know, after what happened to...
Michael
to
Bruce...
Violent
Acres.
Yeah, I don't even like to say his name, you know, because I don't think it was respectful what happened to him. But, you know, it's basically, although I don't fight, or I didn't fight the same battles that he fought, I still know that there are people that, you know, don't really agree with what I did, and I don't want my name, you know, because if somebody's ever going to want to hire me, I assume they're going to Google me, and I don't want that to come up, you know?
Sure. Well, what can you tell us about yourself outside of your activity on Reddit? Like, I'm sure people listening to this are going to want to know a little bit about, like, who Scopolamina is, who the top user on Reddit, you know, is outside of Reddit.
I'm a pretty normal guy. I mean, I'm 25 to 35.
Uh-huh.
I live in a major metropolitan area. I work in IT. I have, you know, like, I was talking to one of my friends who, they're a sysadmin, and that sort of work, I do a similar type of job, but not like that, but I do some IT consulting. But it leaves a lot of free time, which is why I was able to, you know, to spend so much time on Reddit, you know, while still pulling in stupid money. And so, yeah, that's what I do for work. I mean, most people, I can't really say that because there's not really a statement that you can see of most people on Reddit these days. You know, people try to say that it's mostly young and white and kind of affluent.
Last time I saw the metrics, most of Reddit is over like 35 and up.
I don't know. That's just typically what I hear is young and white, but I don't really think that's the case. I think that's just the people who are loudest and get noticed the most. But, you know, I like to cook. I'm actually, you know, trying out new recipes. My girlfriend is going back to school. So, you know, I'm cooking a lot more, which is fun. You know, I just do, like, I'm just a normal sort of dude. You know, I didn't really take Reddit that seriously until I started moderating. It was basically just like another game, you know, like I like playing games.
Uh-huh.
And like when I played Call of Duty, you know, not the latest Black Ops, but the Modern Warfare and the first Black Ops, I was, you know, top 50,000. And if you've ever been like a, I don't want to say like a top gamer or whatever, but if you've ever been ranked that high on, you know, Call of Duty, you know that you really have to like put in some effort to get there.
Yeah.
So it was just a new game. Uh-huh. And basically I started just posting, and in a little bit, you know, if you want, I'll lay out a carnivore recipe for everybody, and so everybody knows how to get karma easily.
I absolutely definitely want to ask you about that. I want to ask you a little bit about some of the history of what went on about your banning first. But let me ask you a couple other questions here. So how did you initially discover Reddit?
A friend told me about it, and you basically just, you know, sort of mentioned it, and I you know, you know how it is. You see it at first, and you're like, oh my god, this thing is, yeah, this thing is amazing. There's so much here, and it sort of consumed you. And then, you know, like I said, I had another account. I actually did some really cool stuff with it. I used it to a combination of Reddit and Craigslist to sell a lot of my belongings, and I just went and traveled. And I just went overseas and traveled.
Nice.
And then I created an event, you know, a pretty successful, like, event in my city. And that went over really well. Like, I attended a couple, like, the city I live in, they do a lot of, like, Reddit-type events. And so, like, I would attend some of those. But then, once I became Scope, I had to really cut all of those ties. Like, I don't even see those people anymore. I deleted my old account. Like, I got really, really paranoid after everything happened.
With Violent Acres.
With Violent Acres. And not only that, with a lot of people that were posting just comments in subreddits like Creepshots or, you know, stuff like that. And And then, like I said, those are battles that I never fought. I never really participated in those subreddits just because there's a lot of drama associated with it. And I think even now, if you were to ask any, like, SRSers, you know, people from the shit Reddit says subreddit, who was so, you know, vocally not anti-porn, but, like, anti-bad, quote-unquote bad right. shit on Reddit, whatever they consider bad. But I think if you asked any of those people, none of them really would have a problem with me because all my stuff was really, you know, for the most part, just pretty tame, like just porn, you know?
So let me ask you now, for the people who aren't familiar with the situation, Violent Acres was arguably moderated the most not safe for work subreddits before you, some of which allegedly contained.
He was a model user who also happened to have very unique sexual proclivities. He moderated a lot of not safe for work
yes.
subreddits, but I think a lot of people either don't know or overlook a lot of the work that he did in the safe for work subreddit.
Sure.
He moderated a lot of defaults.
Sure.
And his work really set the model for the way moderators operate today.
Right.
You know, so I think I just want to say that because with all of this, people do really overlook that.
Yeah, we did an interview with him here on Geeks of Doom a few months ago. And that was one of the before the whole scandal.
Yeah.
The whole scandal where his identity was exposed. And he highlighted the extent to which he had made a lot of positive contributions towards ridding the site of spam across his the subreddits that he moderated. But let me ask you, what was your relationship to him, if you had one?
None. Basically what happened is, continuation of the story is basically, I started posting a lot. I asked to get approved as a submitter, and that's something that we'll talk about in a little bit, on some of his subreddits, and obviously he moderated so many of the porn subreddits that I kept running into him. So basically what happened is I got approved on a lot. Violent Acres and Pima, Potato in My Anus, and You're Gonna Love Me were the former, like, power cabal in the not safe for work subreddits. And they basically discussed my activity and decided that I would be a good addition to that mod club. Mm-hmm. So then basically they added me. We created this, pretty awesome team. And the funny thing about it is we didn't really ever talk. Like, we weren't pals.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not pals with Violent Acres. I'm not pals with Pima or You're Gonna Love Me. But we had a common goal of creating badass subreddits. And we did.
Give me an example of some of the subreddits that you created that you would consider badass.
It's a little bit of boasting, but I don't know of anyone else that really did as much like this that I did. I took several subreddits from literally either I created them and built them up, or I took them over in a Reddit request from maybe 100 or 200, 300 subscribers, right? So I took the Suicide Girl subreddit from 200 subscribers to, I think right now it has like 18,000.
Wow.
I took Pale Girls, I took from 200 subscribers, I think it now has 17 or 18. I don't even know. High res NSFW, which may or may not still be banned. I took from, you know, 100, 200 to 13,000. Busty Petit, we created that. I think it's at like 12, 13, 14,000 in just a couple months. Twin Girls, which is fucking awesome. I hope that they that somebody ends up unbanning that. But if anybody wants to take a look at those pictures, what you can do is you can actually view all of the imager links of a subreddit if you go to www.imager.com/r/, and then you put in your subreddit, right? Mm-hmm. So the same way that you would go to a subreddit on Reddit, you can type in the subreddit /r/ whatever onto the end of an imager and get all of the imager images from that subreddit.
Oh, nice.
Pro tip.
I did not know that.
Yeah, so you can do that even for a subreddit that's banned. And so, like, Twin Girls, I created Twin Girls, and that has, I don't know, more than 10,000. I created, so many. But it's just like, you know, so you take several subreddits. Like, I love Twin Girls was awesome. I really actually like that one a lot.
Is it literally what it sounds like? Twin Girls?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Twin, like hot naked twin.
Uh huh. Nice.
And that's exactly. Christian Girls, you know, slutty Christian girls.
Nudes wearing crucifixes.
I created that one. So, yeah, man. I created a whole, like, you know, girls network.
Sure.
Ebony girls, white girls, Asian girls, twin girls, Christian girls, you know, the list goes on.
Let me ask you, what does your girlfriend think about the fact that you've been involved in so many not safe for work subreddits?
I asked permission. I'm not even going to lie. So when I first got started, I would post cats and I post boobs, right?
Uh-huh.
And boobs would get more attention, you know?
Sure.
And so I asked her. I was like, babe, would you mind if I started posting more, you know, porn? And she was like, no. I'm totally fine with that. And I'm like, baller. So that's all she wrote.
All right. Well, you have a great girlfriend there for being so open and willing.
I do. But you know, the other part about that is I never put Reddit before her. If I had to get up and make dinner, I go out and make dinner. If I have to clean some shit, I clean some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
That girls on a screen do not beat out your fucking flesh and blood and pretty fucking hot girlfriend. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a pretty easy decision when you have it to make. You know, and that's why it's like, I think those comics about, you know, about gamer guys with girlfriends.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, it's like the myth is that she's all in, you know, in her lingerie and, you know, and trying to get his attention. And he's like, you get out of my way so I can't see the screen. That's bullshit, man.
No.
It's like, she doesn't even have to be in lingerie. She can just look at me and be like, I can pause this.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's great advice for any Reddit spouses out there. I think that's something that everyone should absolutely sort of pay attention to. You know,
yeah.
Be glad that you've got what you've got right in front of you. Don't take that for granted.
So, definitely not, man. That's like outside of just being like a really understanding, you know, person. Like, I could spend the next 15 minutes just bragging on my girlfriend, but that won't excite anyone but me. So suffice to say, she's an awesome girl, very understanding, and I do what I have to do to keep her happy.
So let me ask you, can you lead us through the events that led to your banning?
All right. So basically, I always knew that I was going to get banned. Like, so the reason that I got banned was originally for vote cheating, which I don't deny. And then...
Well, no, explain then, just for the audience what you mean by vote cheating.
All right. So basically, I had another account that I used to upvote all of my stuff. Mm-hmm. But because I only used one account, I would only give one vote per submission, right? Not that that makes it any better, because you know the grand total was a ridiculous number, but whatever. The reason for that is because the first couple of votes are extremely important for the success of a post. Especially when you're posting in the larger subreddits like Hicks, What the Fuck, GIFs, like any of those where there's a lot of traffic. Because even one downvote can just remove it from visibility. And we'll make it so that basically after, maybe a couple seconds, maybe a couple minutes, literally nobody votes on your post anymore. So I would use that, especially because one of the keys to consistently front paging is to hit the larger subreddits.
Sure.
And so I would. And it's not against the rules to delete a post and resubmit it immediately. And that's another thing that I will recommend to anyone who's looking to, get karma, is if you notice that it's been downvoted immediately, just delete it and resubmit it. You'd be surprised how many times I've front-paged off of something that I've deleted once, twice, maybe three times, and because when you get to the level of like name recognition,
sure,
people will find mechanisms to downvote you. So like on one hand it was dumb, but on another hand I had to I had to counteract the downvotes of people who were only downvoting me because it was me.
So now let me ask you on that, what sort of indication or evidence did you have that people were downvoting your posts because of who you were? Because I honestly, during my period on Digg, I was just background information here, I was at the time when Digg was like a super active site, I was the top user on that social networking site.
With our powers combined.
Yes, totally. So, but what evidence did you have that people were downvoting because of who you were?
So one is directly people saying, fuck you, every time I see you, I downvote you. My Reddit enhancement speed, my RES counter shows that I've downvoted you this many hundreds of times. And another person would say, you're an amateur. I've downvoted this person this many hundreds of times. And the hundreds was only a couple times. Most people would say, oh, I've downvoted this person 12 times. Oh, I've downvoted this person 50 times. And then, overachiever would come in and say, oh, I've downvoted this guy 500 times. And that actually does happen. So when you think about it, over a compiled, a compiled group of anywhere from 12 to 50, maybe 100 people who are downvoting me anywhere from 12 to 200 times a piece, you know what I'm saying? Like that,
sure.
that that does, you know, add up. The other thing is that people are known to sit in the new queue, the R new queue,
yes,
and just downvote anything they don't think is worthy.
The Knights of New.
The Knights of New, which I think is just the stupidest fucking thing, because, you know, you have Reddit, which, you know, and I think that now that I've been Redditing as a non-user, and I see what's put on the daily front page,
uh-huh,
Reddit is shit. Reddit is such shit. The gold of Reddit is when you get into the subreddits that are anywhere from, 3,000 to 30,000 users. Once you get over that threshold, it's hard. It's hard to maintain anything other than just, quick data, quick entertainment consumption.
Yeah.
So, Pix is just, you go through, you look at, you know, the crazy shit that happened that day, you know, a boulder that fell in the middle of the highway, or a snow angel that some, you know, fucking little baby made, you know, and some Redditor wants to show off that his baby made a snow angel. I'm gonna fuck about that. You know what I'm saying? And what recently I've been seeing, which I think is so, I think it's so telling outside of this, you know, just the shit that happened to me and sort of the weirdness that's happening with the NSFW communities and the limiting of subreddits being able to be created, and I'll talk about that in a few if you want. But it's basically when you just see the public face that Reddit wants to put out, it's just dreck. It's just absolute drivel.
But your motivation for achieving top user status on Reddit, I'm assuming, is once again attaining a goal like you would with Call of Duty, for example.
And basically, you know who's, if you want to blame somebody for this, you can blame Pima, because basically, my first month of Redditing, I got 100,000 karma.
Yeah.
You know, and it's now that I know how to Reddit, getting 100,000, I could snag 100,000 karma in a week.
Sure.
A week. And when I first got started, you know, my first month, I knocked out 100K, something like that. And Pima was like, dude, you're doing really well. If you keep this up, you're going to be on the top 20 list in a month or two. And then I was like, well, shit, I'm just going to try to get on the top 20 list.
Top 20 list would be where?
So top 20 used to be 350, 400. And it's just moved up a little bit, because there used to be a big gap between 19 and 20 and 18 and 17. Uh-huh. And so the old 19 and 20s got kicked off. And the funny thing is, if you look at the top 20 now, I'm pretty sure well-rounded link karma. All right. Yeah, so You're Gonna Love Me is number 20. That's all from porn. Bored, number 18, that's all from porn. Pepsi Next, number 12, that's all from porn. Violent Acres, number 8, that's all from porn. And me, all the way to the top, it's mostly from porn.
Wow. So porn is as far as karma goes, is a highly lucrative subject to be involved in.
Yeah, well, you have to do those, but you also, if you're going to get at the top quickly, if you're going to pull a 10,000, you know, a 10,000 point link day, you have the front page, and you can't really front page with porn. You can't front page with porn every day.
All right, hold on. Hold that thought. Before we get into that. I want to continue the train of thought about your what led you to your banning. So you said that you were doing some vote cheating,
yeah,
but that's not.
And I don't dispute that. That was something that I was like, that was dumb, but whatever. The thing that they then accused me of is this pay for play, access for spammers, which is just dumb, because if you like, the accusation is so easily disproven if you just go to the subreddits, because you can see that there's no spam. It's just so like, it's just such a dumb accusation.
What evidence did they have that you were allegedly doing this pay for post thing?
All right, so if you go to daily.com and the daily.com's done a couple of stories on me. The first one was just a regular bio. The second one was about all this banning. So if you go there, you can see the timeline. You can see all the screenshots of the different messages that happened. But basically what happened is, a couple of months ago, a spammer named Power Romania sent messages to all of the moderators of the NSFW subreddit, the r/NSFW subreddit. And I think it's the second largest, porn subreddit, just mm-hmm. behind Gone Wild. And basically it said, hi, I'm going to offer you $50 a week if you approve my posts. Oh, but wait, no, I'm really going to offer you $100 a week to approve my post. Oh, by the way, don't tell any of the other mods. You're the only person I'm sending this message to. And so I send back, how would you get the money to me? And he responds, PayPal. And then that was it. I never responded. Then,
okay, so wait, hold on. If you had no intention of accepting his solicitation, why did you ask him how he intended to get the money to you?
Why not? If I said, hey, Andrew, I'm going to give you $100 a week, is your first answer going to be fuck off?
I have to tell you that I've had that solicitation made to me many times when I was at Dig, and I did refuse. I did basically tell the people who sent it to me to fuck off on every occasion.
Well, all right. In the end, I didn't take it, but I don't see anything wrong with having the conversation. Even if I went all the way and said, okay, here's my PayPal, and then we started having a discussion about money, and then we couldn't come to terms on money, I don't think I did anything wrong.
But Reddit does think you. The admins at Reddit did think you did something wrong by entertaining the conversation.
Exactly. But the thing is, okay. So here's the thing: is that this is going to sound stupid, but it's selective prosecution. All right. So here's the deal, is that there's another, I don't even want to say another spammer, because I'm not a spammer, I never spam, but there's a spammer out there named Korosho1, it's KHOROSHO1. This guy has, 40 different subreddits, and he uses those to push a couple of domains that he has admitted to owning and making money from, okay? So this is a person who is admitted to spamming. Okay, the admin who banned me was the same admin who not only banned this user Korosho, but then was kind enough to this user to have a conversation, to respond to their messages, and this spammer basically was unbanned and allowed to continue pushing domains, right?
Mm-hmm.
But me, they see this evidence, you know, whatever they call evidence, of something that I never went through with. A conversation that they can see very clearly ended after that very brief exchange. And then, also, the second part of that is, immediately after that, in the NSFW mod mail, G. Wilker, is one of my co-mods, sent a message and was like, hey, I just got this thing. Did any of you guys get it? And we were all like, yeah, we just got this message. It's obviously bullshit. Not something that we're going to follow through with. So I didn't really feel the need to specifically tell this guy to fuck off. I just figured no communication would suffice. And if you actually look in Report the Spammers, you can see pretty clearly that I actually reported that user and was the whole reason that that user got banned. So it's like, I'm coming from a reality where the admins simply do not acknowledge my messages, okay? And this is something that had happened, that has been happening. All of my Reddit stuff is in the past. Like, I'm done with Reddit. But basically, from about 4 months ago, maybe about 3 months ago, the admin simply stopped responding to my messages. And we're talking about, you know, Reddit requests, which they would sometimes grant, they would sometimes not grant. I would have to follow up multiple times, and it would take them like literally over a month to grant requests for me. And it would only happen after I would literally just have to like pester these guys to do it. But after Extra Small got banned, which is an NSFW subreddit dedicated to petite girls. Mm-hmm. And basically it was a very large, very popular subreddit. It got shut down very unceremoniously. I made it a point to continue to follow up with the admins because they said that they would unban it based on certain circumstances. I, you know, satisfied those circumstances. I laid out my case and, you know, documented it all, blah, 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 sent it to them. They just ignored me. And so then I made it a point to just sort of make a nuisance of myself and to just continue to send them messages about stuff and like, see if they would acknowledge me. And you, like, if you go to the Reddit request subreddit, you can go and you can see multiple requests that I've made for the Extra Small subreddit to be unbanned, and they were all just ignored. And so basically after that, they went through and they used that message from Pyromania to say that I was, you know, accepting payments and they just banned me. And then I sent them, you know, the mod mail messages showing where we had discussed it and showing where I had reported the guy, and they just didn't want to hear it. You know, they literally, I sent, you know, message I would send, I tried to communicate directly with Cupcake1713, who was the admin that banned me. Again, same admin that, you know, actually talked to Kurosho and unbanned him. It was somebody who was pretty obviously a spammer who has admitted to making money from the links that he posts.
Mm-hmm.
They refused to talk to me. They refused to have a conversation with me. And basically this, you know, happened, it started on the 20th of December, and then they sort of used the holidays as cover. And, you know, I had stuff going on the holidays too, so I didn't really make a big deal about it. But, you know, when the holidays were over, I started sending them messages. And, hey, guys, can somebody please talk to me? You know, I'd really appreciate it if, you know, you could just take a few minutes and have a conversation with me. Because obviously, you know, I feel like I got a pretty raw deal. You know, and basically they said, well, now we're considering the messages that you're sending harassment, and we're just going to completely delete all of your accounts. And that was basically the end. That was basically the end.
Okay, so let me, just to play devil's advocate here, I'm looking at some of the screenshots that you posted to Daily Dot in part of their art, in honor of their article, and they banned you, and then they reinstated you, and then they banned you again, saying a few weeks ago, we unbanned you due to giving you a second chance at honesty, but I see that was the wrong call, says BitCrunch, one of the admins, and they quote here some excerpts, I'm guessing, from some PMs that you were sending to other?
She just made up some shit and wrote that in there. Basically what happened is, you know, like I said, Pima, You're Gonna Love Me, and I were a team. And the thing that Pima brought to that team was that he held, one of the things was that he did all of our CSS, but he also found logins for different premium sites. Mm-hmm. And so that's how I got a lot of my content, was that Pima was able to find these shared logins. And if you go on 4chan, you go on different forums, there's lots of threads that share that kind of stuff. Uh-huh. There's nothing on Reddit that says that's against the rules. And even on top of that, I went so far as to, you know, download that content and then re-upload it to Imgur to make it not spam. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's one of those things where, you know, they're simply looking for any excuse that they can to keep me banned. And if you look at every time a Redditor gets banned, the reasons that get publicly stated are multitudinous and ever changing. Sure. Sure. I was banned for vote cheating and for accepting payment for spammers and for harassing the staff and for having logins for, you know, sites that are completely unrelated to Reddit that just so happen to get shared in the mod mails. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yeah. And then when Pima got banned for causing drama. Hmm. Oh, but wait, Pima got banned not for causing drama. Pima got banned for creep shots. Oh, wait, he didn't get banned for creep shots. He got banned for posting pictures of underage girls, which is complete bullshit. So you know what I'm saying? It's like every time something happens like this, it's been in the works for a while. And they're simply using whatever excuse they can come up with at that time to ban whatever they don't like.
Would you?
And it's happened to people, and it's happened to subreddits. And it keeps happening, and it will continue to happen.
Would you characterize the admins of Reddit as becoming increasingly more totalitarian in their control of the site, especially in regards to top users or influential moderators?
I mean, I don't think becoming is the word. I think they have been that way, and they're simply solidifying that position.
Why do you think that is?
What's that?
Why do you think that is?
I have no fucking clue. I'm pretty salty about this, because if you really think about it, like, these admins have taken hours out of their day, right? And, you know, obviously not recently, because this is all done with, but when they were dealing with all this shit with me, they took hours out of their day to ban over, well, I don't want to say over 100, I know it's over 70, probably over 100 individual subreddits of mine for these, you know, allegations that are pretty shady at best. And they haven't taken action against the horribly racist and misogynistic subreddits that are out there. You know what I'm saying? So niggers is still up, but, you know, thank God they shut down Join Me. You know, I would hate to have that free erotic photography out there, but we definitely want to be sure that, you know, that white power dudes have access to, you know, to their supportive material, because we're all about free speech, except when it's, you know, for users that we just don't like.
So let me ask you, let me get you to put your feet in the other shoes and ask you, if you were a Reddit admin, what would you do to change the way Reddit is run?
Quit.
How would you handle the same situation if the shoe was on the other foot?
No, I mean, like honestly, if you're gonna be for free speech, be for fucking free speech, man. Like, let anybody say whatever the fuck they want to say. As long as it's not illegal, you know what I'm saying? Then let it be. But they're being roped into fighting these moralistic sort of battles, and they're banning shit for just crazy reasons. I can understand if you're going to ban something like Game of Trolls, you know, like or something like that, mm-hmm. where it's like it's a subreddit for a group of people who are actively, you know, gaming Reddit or whatever. But if you're going to do that, if you're going to shut down Game of Trolls, then shut down shit Reddit says too. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're going to allow free speech for SRS to dox Violent Acres, then allow the same free speech for men's rights. You know, there's multiple instances where the admins have censored the men's rights subreddit. And I think it's weird that all of a sudden the admins that are getting involved with all these public disputes and banning and this and that are female. And they're females who are publicly pro, you know, SRS, and SRS is a group of people who's publicly anti-Reddit. So it's like you have admins who are sympathetic with a group of people who are actively trying to, you know, disrupt the way Reddit works, and are being either willingly or unwillingly coerced or doing things that are censoring particular portions of the community, and not applying that in a standardized manner. If you're gonna operate in such a way that requires banning of subreddits, then define what is a bannable offense and stick to that shit. But they don't. What they do is they say, oh, I don't like that. Let's see if I can finesse this in such a way that I can ban these people and I can still publicly get away with it. And that's why they, instead of just banning me and just banning me, that they were forced to make a public statement about why they were doing that, which is what BitCrunch did. Mm-hmm. And she fucking, like, which I think is just bullshit, because Cupcake, I feel so stupid calling her Alex Angel, Cupcake 1713, who was the person who originally banned me, never had the decency or respect to it, just communicate with me about that. Instead, she got Marta, who sounds like a fucking, you know, East German, hairy knuckled, fucking track and field, hammered, you know, shot put, 300-pound beast of a fucking woman, Marta. That's just the image that I get.
Go with it.
Instead of just talking to me and having a conversation, which, like I said, Cupcake 1713 is very willing to talk to other people, just not me. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I think it's so fucking infuriating when I'm like, when people come to me like, oh yeah, Cupcake, yeah, she responded to me such and such. And I'm like, really? I sent her a message 3 weeks ago, and I didn't hear anything. And then I sent her another message, you know, 10 days ago, and never heard anything. And then I sent her another message 3 days ago, and never heard anything, you know, after my ban. But she's willing to talk to whoever else. And then Big Crush steps in. She's like, oh, I'm fucking Marta, and I'm just going to step on you because you're a guy who likes porn, and we can't have that. So we're just going to fucking lie on you and say that you accepted money from people when you didn't. And that's how we're going to lie and get rid of you.
All right, before we get into our next segment, we're going to take a moment here to talk about our sponsor, Audible.com, the world's leading provider of digital spoken word entertainment on the internet. For the listeners of the Drill Down podcast, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you a chance to check out their service. And in honor of this week's guest's ability to optimize his talents to achieve success on Reddit, the book I'd like to recommend this week is called Data, A Love Story, How I Gamed Online Dating to Meet My Match. After yet another online dating disaster, Amy Webb was about to cancel her J-Date membership when an epiphany struck. It wasn't that her standards were too high, as women are often told, but that she wasn't evaluating the right data in suitors' profiles. That night, Webb, an award-winning journalist and digital strategy expert, made a detailed, exhaustive list of what she did and didn't want in a mate. Next, she turned to her own profile. In order to craft the most compelling online presentation, she signed on to JDate again, this time as a man. Using the same gift for data strategy that made her company the top in its field, she found keywords that were digital man magnets, analyzed photos, and studied the timing of women's messages, then adjusted her profile, her female profile, to make the most of that intel. Then began the deluge. Dozens of men wanted to meet her, men who actually met her requirements, among them her future husband and now the father of her child. So you can craft the data to great success in online social sites, as we've proven in this episode and in this book, Data, A Love Story, How I Gamed Online Dating to Meet My Match by Amy Webb. This book, or any of Audible's other 10,000-plus titles, can be yours for free, plus a 30-day trial to give you a chance to check out Audible. And all you have to do to download that book is go to audibletrial.com/thedrilldown. Again, that's audibletrial.com/thedrilldown for that free audiobook and 30-day trial to give you a chance to check out their service. Okay, we're going to take a little break here, listen to some music, and when we return, we're going to get top tips from Reddit's number one user on how you can succeed at Reddit. So take a listen to this and come on back.
Are you scared?
Devil without a cause, and I'm back with the beaver hats and Ben Davis slacks. 30 pack of strolls, 30 pack of hoes. No Rogaine in the propane flows. The chosen one, I'm the living proof. With the gift of gab from the city of truth. I jab and stab and knock critics back. And I did not stutter when I said that. I'm going platinum selling rhymes. I went platinum 7 times. It's still the ill and wanna see us fry. I guess because the only God knows why. Why? 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 They call me cowboy. I'm a singer in black. So throw a finger in the air. Let me see where you're at. Say, hey, hey. Let me hear where you're at. Say, hey, hey. I'm giving it back. So say, hey, hey. Show me some metal and say, hey, 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 hey.
Fuck all y'all.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to The Drill Down on Geeks of Doom, the Roundtable Podcast, where we take a look at the best in tech and on the web and how it affects us. I'm Andy Sarcini, and I'm talking to top Reddit user Scopolamina.
Let's change the subject here and talk a little bit about your success. Now, what advice would you give to someone starting an account on Reddit today? Like, what's your recipe for the success that brought you 1.87 million karma points?
You have to do everything you can do to remove the limits on your posting.
Mm-hmm.
All right. much is because I posted anywhere from, you know, 1 to 2, maybe 3 posts every 1 to 2 minutes, you know, and I would just do, like, crazy spurts, you know what I'm saying? But, and you can't do that just starting out.
Sure, because right? they so, limit you, your postings. You have to, like, you try and post more than a certain number of times within a period, and you get this message that says you're posting too fast, or you have to wait until.
That's called latency. All right, and latency for new users hits you. It limits your posting to every like 9 minutes, right? Every like let's just call it 10 minutes, just for sake of ease. And especially for new users, the first day is the hardest because you have to wait for your just minimum karma to hit, because you'll get your regular latency because you're doing that too much. Start again in this amount of time, but then there's another error that says your posts aren't doing well. You can't post at all anymore.
Oh, I've never seen that.
That only happens for first day users. Okay. And so for that, what you want to do is you want to increase the number of subreddits that you can post to without restriction. All right. And the way you do that is by getting a certain amount of karma in that subreddit. So once you've gotten, let's say, about 100 karma in a subreddit, the limits are removed for that subreddit. You can post, as far as I know, without limit. All right. The other thing that you can do is to ask the moderator of the subreddit to approve you as a submitter. And this, what that does is basically, it removes that latency, but it also gives you an extra help with the spam filter, because at some points what happens is, even when you're posting imager stuff, sometimes your posts will get flagged as spam. And that's basically something that only the moderator can do to take it out of there, which is why my pro tip is to, you know, become a moderator, and then not only can you post without limits, but you can also ensure that your posts are approved and haven't been removed by the spam filter, which is something that, especially for new users, if they don't know to check, that's something that'll trip you up, because you'll come back like an hour later and you'll see that a post, you know, hasn't even been voted on. You know what I mean? Not even, no uploads, no downloads, no nothing. And that typically means that your post has been removed by the spam filter. And for the most part, that's not going to work for most people. You know, just a regular user, you're not going to get added as a moderator. If you want to get added as a moderator, the long and the short of that is, be a consistent contributor, be a quality contributor, and be polite to the moderators. Just say, hey, you know, after a while, and I'm talking about like at least a couple weeks, maybe a month or two, say, hey, I've been contributing here for a while, I'd like to help out, would you mind adding me as a moderator? That will never work on the defaults, just so you guys know, they guard that shit.
So don't bother trying to be a moderator of funny or pictures.
Nope. Don't even try it. Not worth it. Not even worth it. But, you know, like I said, for the little NSFW subreddits, if that's what you're into, or, you know, if you have a city subreddit that you want to be involved with, you know, that works a little differently. You know, you just got to sort of, hey guys, this is me, do you mind, or whatever. So basically what you do is, you know, like I said, just go and try to remove as many latencies from as many subreddits as you can. Post to subreddits that are large, but not all, don't oversaturate the defaults, because the people in the defaults will end up hating you. And if you post, it's really funny, because when you start posting to a place and you start posting consistently, sometimes people will take it and be very happy about that. Other times people will say, you know, that you're trying to take advantage just for karma, that you're submitting just for karma, and they get really resentful really quickly, which I think is stupid, because it doesn't matter why you're posting. As long as you're posting quality content, just be happy that you have quality content in the subreddit that you like. Anyways, so, you know, if you look at, like, GIFs, the GIF subreddit is, like, 300,000. You know, so if you look at the subreddits that are, like, 20,000 to that 300,000 sort of mark, CinemaGraphs, Morbid Reality, GIFs, Whoa Dude is a good one. You know, stuff like that, that you can get in there and you can make the front page, because you're delivering content to a subreddit that's large enough to get enough votes to get that post onto the front page, but it's not so large that you're having to deal with a lot of competition.
Nice.
Because once you're dealing with a lot of competition, then it's based on you need a good title, and you need good content. And it doesn't even matter really if it's a repost, especially like in funny and gifts and stuff. As long as you can have a decent title, and even then, not even so much. Recently, the titles I've been seeing are just garbage. But, you know, if you go and you look at my, you know, if you search my name and you look at my top posts, yeah, you'll see that most of them are from Pix, from Odoo. Pix really likes high-res, like, animal stuff. They really like minerals, you know, like, and rocks, shiny stuff. And then also, if you look at the Safer Word Porn subreddits, their rules are a little tedious, but if you follow the rules, you can get several hundred point posts just consistently every day. And if you find a good Flickr stream, you can use a Flickr stream to just pump out posts, because they're total Flickr whores. And Flickr it gives you the dimensions of the image really easily, which is something that those subreddits require. And so it's really just, you go to the subreddits, you look at the top posts, see what does well. For stuff like, and I'm really talking about just entertainment consumption stuff. Like, this doesn't apply to advice animals. This doesn't really apply to, you know, like, stuff like Circle Jerk is really, you know, au courant. Like, what's happening right now, and let's comment on what's happening right now. That shit does not work for what I'm talking about. I'm just talking about, you have a bunch of pictures that you think are cool, and you're just trying to put them out there. That's how this works.
Mm-hmm.
Gentleman Boners is really good. Like, if you go to 4chan and you go to the HR chan or whatever, the high res chan, you can go and get celebrity photos. You can get, like, if you one successful post to Gentleman Boners will get you anywhere from 700 to 1500, maybe even 2000 karma. And so Gentleman Boners is a big one. Like I said, Earth porn is big, water porn is big, sky porn is big. The big NSFW subreddits, are boobies, are ass, are real girls, I think, has something ridiculous like 120,000 subscribers now, which is awesome, because I think when I first got over there, it had only something like 60, you know, or maybe 80. So that's, it's really cool to see that. When I finally was was booted, my subreddit had 2.2 million subscribers total.
Wow. That's insane.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. That's the biggest thing that I'm going to miss. You know, it's like I had, on a daily basis, I had an audience of millions of people. You know, like one day, if you search my name, one of my top five is this picture of a great white shark that's all scarred up. That was my first number one post on Reddit. Like it stayed like number one of all Reddit, like the whole day, almost the whole day. That picture had almost 2 million views. That one picture.
I know that feel. I've been there.
And it's like, and so, but you know what's funny? You know what's funny is that, you know, we were talking about this when we chatted the other days. It got to the point where even the success wasn't satisfying enough, because the first day that I had, you know, that number one post, I was like, man, this is awesome. It felt so good to see it there. But then it got to the point where I was like, if I didn't have a top three, you know, top five post on a daily basis, I would feel like I didn't do well that day. And that's a really fucked up way to look at Reddit. if you think about it, because I was looking at, if you look at my top 20 most viewed images on my Imgur account have something like, I think, 18 or 19 million views combined, right? Mm-hmm. So if you extrapolate that out and you consider the hundreds of posts that had, you know, anywhere from 100,000 to 300,000 views, I think it's a pretty safe bet to say that, you know, like maybe 100 million views for my pictures. That's a really insane thing to think about.
It's intoxicating.
It is. Like you go and you're putting out, and this is why, like, I don't think people really give MindVirus enough credit. I don't really like what MindVirus did and how he sort of employed it. Basically, what MindVirus was the first sort of real mega karma whore.
Sure.
But what he did is he just recycled content. Like, he would post stuff, but he would post stuff in cycles of, like, 3 to 6 months. And people remember, man, and people got on him.
Yeah.
And he, instead of just finding new content, which is so easy, he got really arrogant about it. And he was like, nah, fuck you guys. Like, you know, I'm the person that pushes Reddit, that provides content. And
I remember.
And like, to a certain extent, I agree with that. Because, like I said, like, not only was I a top contributor, I was also a top moderator, which means that I enabled all of these other people to also provide content, which is, like, if you look at Pepsi Next, who is, I mean, shit, Pepsi Next is already number 12. That motherfucker is going. You know, Pepsi Next, I enabled him a lot. I gave him, you know, a lot of, not as much help as Violent Acres gave me, but the only reason I was so successful is because, you know, Violent Acres and Pima helped me out.
Sure.
And you're going to love me. You know, and so I look at it where I had a lot of fun, and I spent a lot of time making sure that the communities that I created were quality, that were places that people, you know, even though, yeah, a lot of it was porn, a lot of it was pretty hardcore, a lot of it was just tame, just real tame, erotic photography, you know, bikini models, you know, pinups and stuff, like, just really tame stuff. And I really spent a lot of time, like I said, like making sure that the discussion, as such as it was at least respectful. There was no racism, you know, there was no sexism. There were safe enough spaces where, you know, where actual Redditors would share pictures of themselves, you know, because if you've ever gone to Gone Wild and seen the comments that are made there, they're so disgusting and they're so off-putting. And I really don't understand why girls keep posting their pictures there, because there's no other guaranteed way to be insulted on Reddit than to post a naked picture of yourself on Gone Wild.
It's a need for approval, I would guess. That you really have to sort of risk all of the rejection to get that little bit of approval that you might potentially be getting in those subreddits.
So basically, like I was saying, is that there, because I moderated so many niche subreddits, like I moderated Tiny Tits, I moderated Women of Color, and Black girls, especially on Reddit, need a place to go to feel safe. Mm-hmm. Like, I swear to God, racism is fucking crazy on Reddit. And nothing irritates me more than seeing that shit. And it's all over the place. But anyway, so there were places like that where different, you know, Redditors would post pictures of themselves because it was a safer space than Gone Wild, because of the way that I moderate it. So it's really like, on one hand, I'm really happy that I'm done. Like, I am so much happier not being on Reddit. It was so stressful.
Uh-huh.
It was so stressful. It just became not fun, and it sucks the way they went down, because like I just don't want to go out on a lie, and that's basically what happened. There's some truth wrapped up in it, as the best lies always do.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, it's a lie, and that irritates me.
Yeah.
On the other hand, you know, I have more time with my girlfriend. I have more time to work on the things that I need to do that I wasn't doing because I was Redditing. And, you know, really, I'm much, much better off for it.
Awesome. Any last bits of advice that you want to give to our listeners before we sign off?
I really like Reddit. I think it has a lot of things to like, but in the end, you know, it's just a website. It happens to be the biggest thing around right now, but something else is going to come along, whether that be, you know, this year or next year or whatever, but it's gotten to the point where the things that made it what it was, they're not there anymore.
Wow.
The people that are running it, they don't care. They don't care about the users. They don't. They just don't care.
Hearing this is just so deja vu from my experience at Dig. Almost word for word, yeah. What you've said is something that I've heard said about Dig before it collapsed.
Yeah, I mean, it sucks. You know, like I said, like I've never seen an online I've never seen anything, whether it be online or offline or anything, that pulls people together the way that Reddit has. You know, there's Reddit, there's like the Reddit Global days, there's all these different, you know, city groups and different subreddits for things, and people are ultra willing to share, you know, very personal anecdotes about themselves. But that is something that the users created. That's something that is an effect of the users. All the site does is give you a mechanism to accomplish that. And the thing that they have at their advantage right now is that sense of legitimacy, that there are, you know, established personalities coming to Reddit, but even then, those personalities are like, you know, they're doing Rampart AMAs. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have some presidents coming in and doing things, you have some celebrities coming in and doing things, but for the most part, what's going to happen is these guys are going to start looking at it as marketing opportunities, which is the whole reason that the president was there. It was a free marketing opportunity that had very little downside and showed that he was in touch with the electorate. You know what I'm saying? Or at least the part that he was trying to win at that particular moment in time. And so, you know, I don't see another mechanism out there. Like, you know, there's Craigslist where you can get, you know, people together. But saying to someone, I'm a Redditor, and they understand, you know, they understand what that means.
Yeah.
You know, that it's one of those things where it's like, you know, the narwhal bacon to midnight. Like, there's always going to be a fucking group of people who understands what that shit means.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I totally know what you mean. That's the thing that I'm going to miss the most about Reddit is being part of the community, really,
yeah.
Above it, anything else. Let me ask you. Well, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I haven't felt a part of that community for 7 months since I've been Scope.
Sure.
Because when you're at the level of when you're at the level of Scope Lamina, when you're at the level of, you know, Maxwell Hill, when you're at the level of Mind Virus or any of those, you're not you. You can't be you. And, you know, Andrew Smith isn't him. He's his online persona.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And he's like, he's going to wake up one day, he's going to realize, shit, I don't know who the fuck I am because I've been being this guy online.
Yeah.
For the last 5 years, you know, and at one point, like, that's fun, and that's fine to have those friends.
Yeah.
But, dude, in the end, him and me and all the people like us, we're waiters in a restaurant.
Yeah.
We're bringing people food, and they don't care who brings them food. People don't care who brings the food. If you go to the restaurant one day and somebody brings you food and you say, that person was really nice, you go back a week later and they're not there anymore, you say, huh, that guy was nice, but now it's this other person bringing me food.
That's people incredibly
are just hungry to get fed.
That's incredibly insightful, I have to say. and I could completely relate to that experience. In fact, like, one of the reasons that like I was Mr. Baby Man on Dig, and then I was also Mr. Baby Man on Reddit, but I started on Reddit a couple years before I started my Mr. Baby Man account on Reddit. I started on Reddit under a different user account because I did not want to be identified as Mr. Baby Man on Reddit, because that username already carried this huge stigma of being the top user on Dig. And I could not shake that the onus of that stigma. And I didn't want to bring all that baggage with me to Reddit. But the problem was, is that just before I was banned, my alternate username became a top Redditor. It became the sort of issue once again where that alternate username was getting its own sort of reputation. But yeah, that I completely understand exactly where you're coming from. But let me ask you before we sign off here, now that you're no longer a Redditor, where can people find your work online? Are you doing any sort of activity online that people can follow?
Not really. Not really, man. No, like I have, I am at Scopolamina _. And so it's not even really a good Twitter handle, but you know, like I'm not even really doing anything on Twitter. Twitter's hard to figure out. But no, I mean, basically I just stopped. I just stopped, you know, and I just went back to focusing on myself. I'm actually, about to study on a couple certifications. I'm trying to get a new better job.
All right, cool. Do you have any plans on jumping back on Reddit again at any point?
I won't rule anything out, but probably not. I mean, like honestly, I think what's going to happen is this will probably be my last like appearance as Scopolamina. I might do one last sort of tell all with Daily Dot, because there's a couple things that really bother me about Reddit and sort of what's happening. Quickly, you know, what I was telling you is that basically as an NSFW moderator, you put yourself in a position of being the front line of defense for the worst shit that gets posted.
Mm-hmm.
And I would report any stuff like that, but the admins would just ignore my messages. And on some occasions, the user would get banned, but they won't take an extra 2 seconds to delete the URL from Reddit, which means that anyone who has the active URL, even though the user is banned and even though the thread is removed from visibility, that URL still exists on Reddit. So it strikes me as a pretty shitty thing that the admins are knowingly leaving URLs for, you know, shit like child porn.
Sure, sure.
To remain on Reddit.
Yeah.
The issue is with the authorities of a moderator. A moderator doesn't have the authority to delete a thread from Reddit. All a moderator can do is remove the thread from visibility. So like on Ask Me Anything, if you went and you still have the URL for the overly attached girlfriend AMA,
mm-hmm.
even though Carmenot removed it, you can still go to that URL if you have the URL. Because that link is still active, it's just not visible publicly. And that's what's happening with reported links, is that I would report them, whoever would report them, but instead of deleting the thread with the link to, you know, the illegal or questionable content, all they would do is it's basically shadow ban the user, which still, like I said, which means that that link is still technically active on Reddit.
Sure.
And if you're going to take the action to ban someone, and you have been provided with the specific link that, you know, with what they're being reported for, and you'll ban the user, but you won't remove the link, I think that's pretty fucked up.
I agree. And I think, once again, I think it's like a way of saying we'll accept the page views that the link brings, but not the... even if we reject the user who submitted it.
Yeah, it's fucked up, but like, whatever. Like I said, at this point, like, I really think what's going to happen is in the next couple months, they're probably going to sell off. It's going to turn into some completely unrecognizable bullshit because whoever comes in next is, you know, going to want to try to make some money. And then, you know, it'll turn into bullshit and then something else will come along. But it's going to be a couple months in the making. But I think probably 2013 is the year that the Reddit bubble bursts. Something else will come along, and by 2014, you know, by the end of 2014, you know, Reddit will be like big, be like FARC, it's like 9GAG. You know, then it'll be a joke compared to what it used to be.
That's sad.
It already is.
But I kind of already, I also kind of predicted that that would happen. And I think that because Reddit is, you know, the Reddit's usability is being superseded by other social networks like Facebook and Twitter, where you don't necessarily go to one central site to get these links, but the links come to your own personal stream.
Yeah, I think Facebook has fucked itself up too. That's the nature of anything. Like, you have to fight to stay relevant. And the Reddit admins are definitely fighting some kind of battle, but I don't think it's one that ends with them being relevant in the future, especially with the way that they're cracking down on things. But if you go and try to create a subreddit right now, there's about a 50-50 chance that it'll be immediately banned.
Wow.
So what's happened is the admins have restricted the free creation of subreddits, which means that, one, you have to be knowledgeable enough to know to go to Reddit request and request that the subreddit be unbanned. And two, that means that the admins, and again, these are the fucking, and I don't want to assume that they're feminazis, but whatever. I'm just going to call them knuckle-dragging fucking feminazis. That Krispy Crackers and Cupcake have positioned themselves as the gatekeepers to, you know, having your subreddit be unbanned. And they've already shown that they're only going to support subreddits that they personally agree with. So, you know, what does that turn Reddit into? Not the Reddit that, oh God, not the Reddit that I grew up with, kids.
All right. Well, I want to thank you so much, Scopolamina, for being our guest here on the Drill Down. Thank you for your incredible insight, and I was glad that I was able to let you tell your side of the story of your situation.
Oh, my pleasure. And I, you know, unfortunately, it will probably only ever be the side of the story that ever comes out because the Reddit admins won't comment on anything.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
And you'll probably also have the honor or dubious honor of being my last public appearance.
That's a shame for someone who's had, you know, nearly 2 million karma points, which is an impressive feat when you relate that to your success and popularity on Reddit, which is arguably one of the most successful social news sites that is still active.
I think, honestly, I really think that people will get a kick out of the mystery, and I've told you a little bit about myself. You can infer whatever you want from my voice, but you'll never know. You'll never know who I am, and I like that. I think it's, you can make the case that I at least assisted in completely changing the way that Reddit works. No name, no face will ever be associated with that. I think there's a certain poetry behind that.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Scopolamina. Thank you for being on the Drill Down. And that's going to do it for this episode of the Drill Down. You can catch my work online at MrBabyMan.com, Twitter.com/MrBabyMan, and Facebook.com/MrBabyMan, or just go to Google and type in Mr. Babyman, and you'll find all my social links there. You can check out past episodes of the Drill Down, as well as other fine shows in the Geeks of Doom podcast network, by going to geeksofdoom.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes by going to geeksofdoom.com. You'll find our iTunes subscription link in the upper right-hand sidebar. Our show is on Stitcher. You can listen to us on your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and other devices. Go to stitcher.com for that. Facebook.com/TheDrillDown, Twitter.com/TheDrillDown. If you've got an idea for a story you think we should be talking about, tweet us or email us at comments@TheDrillDown.com. If you have a viewpoint on any of the stories we've talked about, or any issue that pertains to technology, social media, or geek culture, send that story to submissions@TheDrillDown.com for us to publish on The Drill Down. Let The Drill Down podcast help you reach a targeted tech-savvy market of influencers and outliers that is our wonderful audience by writing to us at sales@thedrilldown.com for details. And that's it for this episode of The Drill Down. Thanks for joining us.